This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he joins us on the long line from his office in Richmond. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Coy, how are you?
I'm very good. We were just talking about Thanksgiving coming up, and I've made it a resolution this year where I'm going to put the pie on the plate right next to the vegetables. I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to go for it with the first fork.
Well, no pie for me. I'm still doing my September weight loss plan. I'm going to be on a low-carb Thanksgiving diet and staying away from that pumpkin pie with a passion.
Oh, good for you. Whatever it takes. How is that coming?
It's coming good. You know, I think this morning when I was on the scales, I'm down about 21 pounds.
Wow.
And that's got 9 more to go before the end of the year. But with Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's still going to be a challenge to get there.
Yeah, that's when it gets really challenging, the closer you get towards the holiday, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And because every house just has so much more junk just sitting around.
Oh, it does. But I tell you, you know, 20 pounds makes a difference. I'm wearing clothes now that I couldn't wear a couple of months ago, sleeping better, feeling better. I'm getting some exercise, walking 2 miles a day, 3 days a week. It all makes a difference. And again, the great thing is we've had just so many people across the state who have joined us in that September initiative, and they're trying to do what we're doing, you know, eating a more healthy and balanced diet, getting some more exercise and shaping up a little bit.
Well, that's really encouraging. I'm so happy to hear that. You know, it's not just the aesthetic stuff. You really start noticing a lot of, you sleep better and you just feel better.
Oh, absolutely. And the best analogy I think I heard was my doctor who told me, said, you know, if you just picture yourself walking around all day long with a 25-pound bag of whatever, stones or potatoes or whatever on your back, you know, when you're running around with 25 extra pounds, that's what it's like. And that's a pretty good analogy. We got 60% of Virginians who are either overweight or obese, and it's been great to be able to focus attention on that problem and in the process do a little shaping up myself and encourage some other folks to do the same.
Well, you have certainly set a wonderful example of public education and information when it comes to health, because it's much more than just aesthetics. We're talking about major health issues, and that means major public policy issues. And I want to applaud you for that, for leading Virginia and making Virginia an example for other states to follow when it comes to educating our citizens about these important public health issues. And that leads me to the next question. Your office had a major announcement today when it comes to cervical cancer.
We did. We kicked off our second major health initiative of the fall. Of course, the first was September, but today at VCU's Massey Cancer Center in Richmond, we kicked off a new initiative called Ending Cervical Cancer in Our Lifetime. This is an initiative that's obviously designed to reach out to the women of Virginia and talk about cervical cancer. Every year, 9,700 American women are diagnosed with cervical cancer. 3,700 American women die from it. About 10 women in our country every day die from cervical cancer. And cervical cancer is literally one of the cancers that we can eliminate in our lifetime. You know, the recent medical advances have taught us that most cervical cancer is caused by a virus. It is easy to detect and treat that virus. In fact, there is a vaccine out now that will immunize many women against most forms of cervical cancer. So we're trying to help women make the connection between cervical cancer and the HPV virus, which is the virus that causes most cervical cancers, and encourage them to see their doctors, to get pap tests, and also to talk about whether or not the cervical cancer vaccine or the HPV vaccine is right for them. And if we do that, we think we can have an impact on helping women avoid contracting cervical cancer and certainly diagnosing it and treating it early when it does occur.
Well, this is incredibly exciting. Do we know how many, you may have said this, how many women actually die from this?
3,700 American women, about 10 women a day in our country die from cervical cancer.
And it's totally preventable.
Totally preventable. I mean, if you look at, what we're trying to do in this campaign is educate folks on the fact that cervical cancer is caused by the HPV virus. educate them to the fact that the HPV virus is a sexually transmitted virus. Almost 20 million American women today are infected with the HPV virus. One of the other things that's very interesting, Coy, is unlike some sexually transmitted viruses, even if you've only had one sexual partner in your lifetime, you are still subject to getting this HPV virus. But with this new vaccine out, which the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control are recommending that we actually start administering to young girls when they're as young as 11 and 12 years old, we can prevent most forms of the HPV virus. But also through Pap testing, we can determine if people have the HPV virus and try to treat that. And then, of course, if cervical cancer does occur, detect it and treat it very early. So this is a very treatable and preventable form of cancer. And through our Ending Cervical Cancer and our Lifetime Initiative, we're going to try to focus attention and help women make that connection. And folks can visit my website at billbowling.com. The new featured link on that, on the main page, as of first thing tomorrow morning, will be our cervical cancer initiative. Our good friends at Comcast and Cox Communications have very kindly allowed me and my wife, Jean Ann, to record a public service announcement that they'll start running tomorrow all across Virginia for the next couple of months, trying to help us get that word out.
That's pretty exciting, and I'm just sitting here thinking this is another reason, another among many reasons that women should get regular Pap tests, because these Pap tests will alert you if you have these abnormal cells and possibly might have this virus.
Absolutely, and that's the form of that's the reason for going through that Pap testing. And you know, so what we want to encourage women to do is just make the connection. You know, understand that most forms of cervical cancer are caused by this HPV virus. Make that connection and then see your doctor to find out if the vaccine is right for you to get that Pap test to make sure that you don't have one of these forms of HPV which could lead to cervical cancer. And likewise, if there are moms and grandmoms out there listening to the show today, remember that the Centers for Disease Control are now recommending that girls as young as 11 or 12 years old, certainly before they are an age where they might run the risk of becoming sexually active, they should also talk to their doctors about the appropriateness of this vaccine.
Bill Bowling is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, our guest on Charlottesville Right Now. I got a couple of minutes left here. Tell me some of your thoughts on the election last week. That was with, you know, and the Senator George Allen stepping forward, and what I believe in the way I read it was actually a terrific demonstration of leadership when he stepped forward and said, I'm not going to put the state through a recount. I'm just going to be a leader here and congratulate Jim Webb and wish him the best of luck and commit to continuing to find a way to serve the state that I love.
Well, I think you're right. I think it was a very classy thing for Senator Allen to do. Obviously, those of us who know and support George Allen were very disappointed with the outcome of the election. But I think the way that he handled that, I've often thought you can tell a lot more about a person from the way they respond to defeat as opposed to victory. You know, it's easy to be a gracious winner. It's sometimes hard to be a gracious loser. But I think Senator Allen stepped up to the plate and said, hey, the votes have been counted. That's the way the process works. And, you know, now I want to try to work with Jim Webb to get him oriented to serving in the Senate. I think that says a lot for George Allen. And I think that will work to his benefit if he decides that he wants to come back and serve again in public life in Virginia. And, you know, I just want to say again today how much I appreciate Senator Allen. He was a great governor in Virginia. I think he's done a great job as our United States Senator. I've known no finer person and worked beside no finer person in my lifetime. It was with a real heavy heart to see he and Susan step away from the public square last Thursday, but I think they did it with class, and that's something that every Virginian should appreciate.
Absolutely, and as one thing I pointed out last week was, you know, half of Virginia voted for this man, and Virginia returned every Republican congressman or congresswoman to Washington, and I don't think we've seen the last of George Allen here in Virginia.
Well, I don't think so either, and I hope not. You know, I think George Allen's political future in Virginia is whatever he chooses it to be. There are a lot of opportunities for him to serve, and I will tell you, when it comes time to get in the foxhole, there's no one I'd rather have by my side than my friend George Allen.
Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, thank you so much, sir, and we look forward to talking to you again in a few weeks and hope you have a good Thanksgiving, even though it's a low-carb Thanksgiving, but hope you have a good time all the same.
Thanks, Coy. I sure appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, this interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.